You're with SBS Radio.
Kasama natin ang dalawa sa pitong kandidata para sa Mrs. Sydney and Charity Queen, si Lee Mikan at si Riza Balatbat. Magandang araw sa inyong dalawa.
Gandang araw, kapamilya, kapuso, kapatid.
Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat.
Ito ang kauna-unahang Mrs. Sydney and Charity Queen sa pamamagitan ng Filipino-Australian Association of the Eastern Sydney sa pangungunayan ni Ginang Presi Santos at sa kanyang mga kasamahan sa organisasyon. Unang-una, magpakilala muna kayo. Riza, ano ang iyong pinagkakaabalahan?
Gandang umaga, my name is Riza Balatbat. You can call me Riza Bonggang Bongga. What I do? Well, I'm a band vocalist. I do gigs every weekend. And my full-time job is an IT project manager in a bank. I love watching TV, playing with my dogs. I love cracking corny jokes. I love singing baliw-baliwan. I love singing crazy songs as well. And the reason why I joined this contest is for my advocacy. My advocacy is to help the abused women in our country, in Philippines, in our world as well. And also, I love to help out the children in here in Sydney, as well as in Manila, where I came from, and as well as to help those elderlies in Kanlunga ni Maria in Antipolo Rizal. That's my advocacy, and through this competition, I would like to extend my blessings to all of them through prayers and as well as charitable fundraising for them.
Siyempre, hindi pa po ito ang araw ng competition.
Hindi pa ba?
Hindi
I thought
pa.
It is.
At syempre, Miss Lee.
Ako po naman si Mrs. Lee Alvarado Mikan. I live in Philip Bay, Laprus, well, 32 years ago. But I come from Dolores Abra, Philippines. So I'm from Ilocos, Lubaykia.
Sabi nga ay tumangkad na Ilocano ito, matigas na Ilocano.
But I also live in Mindanao, in Bukidnon. So, kabala ko magbinisya day, oy, dili mo ko mabaligya. Ako po naman ay property valuer, yun ang pinagkakaabalahan kong trabaho ko. And at the same time, I'm also the Kangen Queen, yung Enagic Australia, which we also educate, inform, share the health benefits of Enagic Kangen water to prevent diseases. And for physical, emotional, mental, and financial health to foster friendship in the community. And I want to share my blessings to the less privileged. And I want to empower women and help the children. As you know, I was the Mrs. World Book Encyclopedia many years ago. And that's education. And now it's about health. At my age, I'm a junior citizen with 5 grandchildren, with 2 daughters who are registered nurses. So we promote health and well-being. And you know, mental health is very important. So it's up to us to do our bit, to share, to help people who are less fortunate in our community and also in the Philippines.
Mm. At syempre, sabi nyo nga para tumulong sa komunidad, bahagi ng Mrs. Sydney and Charity Queen ang kawanggawa o yung merong charity part yung competition. Ano? Para sa'yo, Riza, sabi mo sa mga bata, ang advocacy mo, bakit mo napili na sa mga bata yung advocacy or yung charity na pinili mo?
Because children is the future of the world. So we need to nourish them. We need to educate them. We need to be able to help them grow for the betterment of our future, not only of Sydney, but also of the Philippines. I thank you.
Ang mga sagot ni Riza pang competition, ano? Riza, is this your first time to join
pageant? No, I was joining pageant when I was 20. Yeah, I'm now 40.
Philippines or dito?
In Philippines, yeah. I'm now 40.
20 years ago.
20 years ago, yeah. I won some beauty pageants in Philippines.
Mm. Yeah. Bakit hindi ka napapunta sa mga big pageants?
I was busy pursuing my IT career. Mm. Yeah, but now I think it's about time to come back to beauty pageants and pursue my advocacy to help the children, the elderly, and the women as well.
Mm. Lee, matagal ka na sa, sabi mo nga, isa kang junior citizen. So marami ka ng karanasan sa community, sa trabaho,
yes,
at syempre sa pagtulong sa kapwa. Pero bakit mo naisip na sumali sa Mrs. Sydney and Charity Queen? despite na nakakatulong ka na sa community?
Well, I want to leave a legacy because if there's a way that I can impart knowledge and change the world for the better, we have to change. Like I work, I represent Enagic Australia, aside from my work as a property valuer. And you educate the people, we teach them. We educate them to use BPA-free drinking bottles. And with the Enagic Kangen water that I have, that is my passion to share to everyone. It's helping cleansing our body, toxins, and all the free radicals. And it's helping us with our health.
Mm.
At the same time, the four L's, love, learn, laugh, as the best medicine. Because I was interviewed in 1996 here by Richie Bedoventura because I did the Tikong and Tikang Sarsuela Ilocana. And we were able to have funds to build an artesian well in my province, in my hometown, Dolores Abra, for clean water for the community. And now I'm pursuing that at the same time with clean drinking water for the world. So I travel around the world sharing this. Change your water, change your life.
Mm. Nabanggit mo na yan yung mga changes o mga pagbabago na gusto mo sa na mangyari at maibahagi mo sa community. Ano? Bahagi ng Mrs. Sydney and Charity Queen ang kung sino man ang manalo. Sa bahagi ng Charity Queen, uuwi siya sa kanyang sariling lugar o probinsya sa Pilipinas kung saan doon siya tutulong. Mm-hmm. Para sa iyo, Risa, pag ikaw ang nanalo, ano yung gagawin mo sa iyong lugar sa Pilipinas? Saan ito?
Thank you for the wonderful question. If I ever get the chance to win this candidacy, I would go back to Manila for a couple of weeks. I will visit Kanlungan of Maria. It's actually a home for the aged institution, and I will share my blessings. I will do some food catering and all that. I will entertain the elderly as well. I will crop some jokes and also will sing some corny songs for them to make them happy and laughing and all that. And of course, like we said, I'm going to be visiting the Tondo Manila as well, because I'm from Manila, and visit some unfortunate children there, you know, to do the same charity, entertainment and all that. And most importantly, some of those institutions taking care of the women, you know, those unfortunate women, to make sure that, you know, if they felt abused and all that, they have some tender loving care from all of us, representative from Sydney, to take care of them mentally, you know, physically and also emotionally.
Ikaw ay IT person at mahilig ka rin sa music, pero bakit mo naisip na ito yung gawin?
Well, I'm really passionate about influencing people. My work in IT is not only in front of computer. My work in IT also involves project management that involves influencing a lot of stakeholders. Similarly, I love talking to people. I love to be in stage. I love to influence a lot of people about my advocacy. So I felt like it's my personality to actually influence and evangelize the importance of charity and also taking care of the welfare and well-being of each one of us, especially those unfortunate people in our country and in Sydney as well.
Lee, ikaw, saan ang pipiliin mo? Sa Abra o sa bahagi ng Mindanao? Pag ikaw ang nanalo bilang Charity Queen.
First and foremost, yung aming Holy Rosary Foundation na pinangungunahan ni Sister Mary Dalisay sa Talac, Caloocan City to help the children with their school and also yung a lot of children na they cannot afford to go to high school. So yung scholarship program, maraming bata na they are talented, they have all the qualities to go to university, pero kulang. So yun ang aking
financially.
So at the same time, kung ako'y mananalo at sa tulong ng lahat, mga pamilya ko, kaibigan, my business associates, ako'y uuwi ng probinsya namin sa Dolores Abra at tutulungan ko po yung aking mga kababayan doon na magtayo sila ng konting home-based business para sila naman ay makatulong sa kanilang mga anak, mga pamilya nila. It is a cohesive effort po ito.
Maganda yung mga advocacy ninyo at sana narinig din natin yung iba pang mga advocacy at syempre yung mga saloobin ng iba pa ninyong kasama na lima pang kandidata, si Maria Singh, si Millie Valdez, si Mary Gonzalez at syempre si Jenny Bice at si Raquel De Los Santos. Unfortunately, hindi natin sila kasama today pero syempre sigurado kasama ninyo sila sa Entablado vying for Mrs. Sydney and Charity Queen. Balik tayo sa competition. Dahil ito ang unang Mrs. Sydney, ano pa yung tinitignan ninyo na magawa para sa competition na ito? Riza.
Hello. So for me, I'd also like to help the House of Refugee. They're from Project 8 Quezon City, where I came from. Yeah. So aside from helping those children there, I would also like to teach some unfortunate people who like to learn music, because I'm really into music. There's some music school in Sydney, but they're quite expensive. And part of my advocacy is to teach them for free, as long as they're passionate about it, they have the interest and they have the heart for it. So by all means, I'm happy to help them play instrument or happy to teach them how to sing properly.
At syempre, masusubukan natin ang boses mo at galing sa musika mamaya.
Yay!
Oo. Lee, ano pa ang dala mo o dadalhin mo para sa Mrs. Sydney and Charity Queen?
Ako naman po ay ang continuing advocacy ko to help Operation Smile, because on my 50th birthday, how many years ago now? 18 years ago. Ako po ay yung imbes na ako'y bigyan ng regalo para na lang sa Operation Smile at ito ay dinonate ko po sa mga nurses and doctors who are going to the Philippines to do the cleft palate operation, yung mga bata na may bungi. It was done in Cebu Hospital at that time and Paranaque. So if I can help, why not? I share my blessings. And at the same time po, yung dito naman po sa Sydney naman, marami tayong mga older Australians, older Filipino Australians na may mga problema sa health. So sabi ko po, if I can help with the senior citizens, ako po yung magsasalita about this. Change your water, change your life.
Nakikita ko very passionate kayo sa mga advocacy ninyo, no? Pero sinasabi nila na ang beauty pageants has changed over the years dahil hindi na lang yung ganda at syempre yung stage presence ang tinitignan. Lagi na ngayon na pag beauty pageant, merong advocacy at kaakibat na kawang gawa. Bakit sa tingin nyo mahalaga yon? Riza.
For me, the advocacy is more important than beauty. Because to win this competition, you must be beautiful with confident and beautiful heart as well. Because as we know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. The golden gown doesn't matter. What matters most is that we have a golden heart.
Very well said. Parang nakikita ko na si Risa sa stage, yung mga sagot niya pang Q&A talaga. Lee.
Ako naman po, okay, in a beauty pageant, there's always a reason for it. So, beauty for a cause, ika nga. So, meron kang paglalaanan na project. Ito po ay napakagandang ibahagi na meron silang financial, like ito sa mga bata for a scholarship program. At kung makatapos sila at sila naman po ay tumulong sa kanilang mga mag-anak, pamilya, or yung kanilang natapos sinishare din nila na nagiging professor sila, din mas lalong gumaganda yung buhay natin sa Pilipinas at ma-eradicate yung mga drugs, wala na yung mga kabuluhan sa buhay. So magbago tayong lahat ang dapat.
Itong Mrs. Sydney and Charity Queen ay bahagi at hatid sa atin syempre ng Filipino-Australian Community Association in Eastern Sydney na magdiriwang ng ikalawang taon ng pista sa bahagi ng Eastern Sydney. Para sa kapistahan na ito, bakit mahalaga na maging bahagi at manood ang mga kababayan natin o mga kapwa Pilipino natin? Riza.
So for me, it's very important that most people should be supporting us because we rely on them. We rely on their camaraderie. We rely on their encouragement and motivation that will give us the spirit, you know, the spirit to pursue our advocacy. So without them, there's no point to pursue this because we are just the evangelizer. We are nothing without the supporters. It's quite important for them to watch and cheer us up to make sure that we're going to fly and we're going to pursue all our goals in our life to help the unfortunate people in Sydney and in Philippines. Mabuhay!
Lee? Inaanyanyahan ko po lahat kayo, kapwa Pilipino, Australians, Vietnamese, lahat na. Taga dyan sa Central Coast, kung Wollongong, Newcastle, wherever. Buong Australia na, pumunta po kayo sa October 28 sa Allison Park, in Allison Road, Randwick, katabi po ng Randwick Police Station. Hindi po kayo mawawala. And it starts from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Meron pong mga stall holders. Makakabili po kayo ng iba't iba doon. At saka, iinom kayo ng Kangen Water sa aming stall as well pag kayo'y natthirsty.
Sabi nila, ang Eastern Sydney daw ay mayaman na suburb. Ibig sabihin ng mga Pilipino doon na kagaya ninyo ay mayayaman?
Mayayaman kami sa aming puso. Sabi ko nga, ikaw li, mayaman ka. No? Mayaman na mayaman ang puso ko. Milyonaryo yung puso ko, di ba?
We are rich. Rich with a golden heart.
Panghuli na lang siguro ito, para sa mga kagaya ninyo na mga misis na, ano yung masasabi ninyo sa kanila na iniisip nila na noon, kabataan nila, gusto sana nilang sumali sa mga beauty pageants. Pero ngayon, misis na sila. Ano yung payo nyo o masasabi nyo sa kanila? Riza?
Well, for me, it's quite important for the women in the world to understand that advocacy and empowerment of women does not stop when you are young. It actually continues when we are old or adult enough. It actually makes us more matured in helping and making sure that our goal is intact and pursuing our goal all the way, even if we're already 70.
Wow. Lee.
I'm almost there, that age. I'll be the youngest anyway in my mind. It will never stop. Education is a continuing process. And we have to empower women so they become better parents and their children will become better parents as well in the future. So, turuan natin, i-share natin na hindi lang yung kasi popular ka, kaya ka sumali. Hindi yun. Kailangan po akayin natin ang mga kasama natin at maging unified tayo mga Pilipino dito sa Sydney, New South Wales.
Very well said. At syempre maraming salamat sa inyo sa pagpunta ninyo dito sa studio at sana kung sino man ang manalo sa inyo ay makasama namin uli dito at mabuhay kayo.
Well, the fact that we are here, we are already winners.
Tama.
Yeah. We are winners.
Salamat, Lee Mikan at syempre Riza Balatbat.
Maraming maraming salamat po.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.